There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and we are so excited to be back.
We are so excited to be back. Okay, so we're going to explain our brief hiatus for like 2 weeks.
That.
It was super unexpected. So sorry about that. Thank you so much for joining us or, you know, believing in us or whatever. I have a full-time job. James has his other two podcasts, and we just got, and doing stand-up, and we just got real busy.
It was too much.
And watching a two-hour movie was super daunting.
We just, honestly, it was wild, but we have made a schedule going forward.
We have a schedule going forward.
Make sure that we always get this in, and we will not leave you again. We apologize greatly for
the delay. Please take us back.
That's, please, we're back.
I'm begging you, Sandy,
please, Sandy. So if you do like us, you can tell us you like us by getting on iTunes. You can give us 5 stars, which would be so appreciated. It helps us out so much. And really those cold nights, or we live in Phoenix, so those hot nights when we're watching these bad movies, it'll be something to keep us cool.
What kind of nights, James?
Those hot. So
you
want the summer nights.
I want you to sing.
No more grief. No more Grease references, please.
Only Grease references.
But please get on there. I know it takes 30 seconds, but it really, really helps us out immensely, and we would appreciate it more than we could explain to you.
More than we can explain. Yes, thank you so much. So since we have been gone for 2 weeks, we thought that we would give you guys a little bit of a treat.
Yes.
This week we have the one, the only, Overboard,
which is kind of a cheat for us because.
Yeah, I'll
it's
do the hard. Fun fact right now. We both fucking love this
we
movie.
We love this movie. It's fantastic.
Okay, you guys are going to be like, oh my God, James and Sarah, it's called P.S. I Hate This Movie.
Okay,
fair enough. Okay, we love Goldie Hawn and we love Kurt Russell. This movie is great. However, it is flawed.
Put it this way. If someone put this movie in front of you on a piece of paper and you read it, you'd say, this is insane. A guy kidnaps a woman, holds her hostage, makes her a slave, lies about it. He's an alcoholic who neglects his 4 children. This is terrible. I don't want to watch this movie. Somehow, when you put Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn and all the bit players, all the supporting roles are super strong and really funny writing, little jokes here and there that are really funny and really quick and really on point. It makes it likable, but it's got a lot of flaws, and we're going to point them out.
Riddled with crime.
And we're going to also say how great the Russ's hair is throughout this entire thing.
So handsome.
Very handsome, man.
Okay. We did Overboard, 1987. We're going for the oldie goldies this round. We're starring Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. The IMDb description.
Hey, you got it right.
I did it. I was practicing
Look
it today.
Practicing in the mirror, all pumped up like a fighter.
IMDb.
Get yourself, you could do this. You could take them.
A lot of cursing at myself in the mirror.
Oh, God. Smacking herself in
all
the
right,
head.
All right, so the IMDb description. A
right.
cruel but beautiful heiress screws over a hired carpenter who later is the first one to find her when she gets amnesia. Looking for a little revenge, he convinces her that she is his wife.
He's not the first one to find her, first of all. He didn't find her washed up on shore.
It should say the first one to claim her.
To claim her, but like a sociopath, like saw her on the news, hatched a plan. Got his kids involved in the equation. Oh, sorry.
And everybody.
I'm getting way ahead of this.
You're getting way ahead.
Wow.
So we begin on a boat. All right, we're on a yacht. We're on a boat. It's Goldie Hawn's boat.
Yeah.
And there's like some weird like 80s country music /
'87 was the very tip top of the 80s.
Yeah, it was the most 80s.
Hulk Hogan was body slamming Andre the Giant. You know, it was a very 80s time. I'll put it that way. It was. That's right. We were four Rocky movies deep already. It was.
Whoa.
It was the 80s, man.
Yeah. So now we're also doing parallel, you know, seeing how ritzy Goldie Hawn is. We're seeing how the other half lives with K-Russ, Kurt Russell.
Oh, boy. Russ, we're introduced to Russ when he's chainsawing some wood.
Yeah. Wasn't he wearing, like, overalls?
Oh, the entire movie wears overalls. He's always wearing.
He doesn't have them fast.
When he goes out, he's like, I better fasten my overalls when I go out.
Yeah, you're right. Those are his going out pants.
They try to make the Russ like this horrible, like, trailer trash, like, bum of a guy. But he's Kurt Russell.
He probably bought those overalls because it was a good deal.
Yeah, he's the Russ,
though.
And
these are comfortable. I don't know. These are my pants.
He still looks like he could show up at any party and people would be like, hey, look at that handsome bastard
he's
over there.
He's wearing overalls and
doesn't
a mullet.
Doesn't matter.
And
a sweat-stained shirt. No.
So Goldie Hawn says, well, if we're going to be docked at this stupid whatever for an extended period of time, I'm going to at least hire a carpenter to come fix my closet.
Ugh, unbearable.
Now, worlds are colliding. We've got Kurt Russell. Yeah. Oh, because that really awkward placement of Kurt Russell telling his coworker, like, I just don't know how I'm going to make ends meet.
Yeah. Exposition.
They were showing how ritzy Goldie Hawn was, and they're like, how do we really convey that Kurt Russell has no money? He should probably have a line in the beginning montage where he says, I don't have any money.
I don't have any money. His house should probably look like the poor kid from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the sleeping.
And it does.
And it does with a dog, big sad looking dogs and
just
everything.
Just need a couple of elderly people that live there.
That's what he needs, like a grandparent.
Yeah.
And Goldie Hawn and her husband are like, they're the most awful ladies. They're like the people who bought Beetlejuice's house.
Yeah, they
That's
did.
What they are. That's their like horrible.
That was all the decorations.
Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis's house, I guess. Sorry.
All the decorations in that boat was so gaudy and tacky.
It was tacky.
Like, what was the outfit that she was wearing?
It was
that like weird
80s.
Captain's like bathing suit shawl.
She had a Captain Crunch jacket on. That's what she had with big decorated shoulder pads. Like
it seemed like Michael Jackson or Bowie would really love that thing.
Yeah. Oh, it was a total Michael Jackson outfit.
Yeah. It was a really big Michael Jackson. Well, all of her outfits were. Anyway, so Goldie wants Kurt Russell to remodel her closet, and everything's just gross, like in the thing, it's all like wallpaper in the closet. Yeah. And I was like, ooh.
And the Russ is such a man. He comes in there, he's got beer on his breath, he's sweaty, he's been sawing wood, he knows how to build things.
You don't know what his morning was like.
Hair flowing in the wind on the way
out. Yeah, he was already sweating. Oregon. We're in Oregon, and he's sweating up a storm.
Always. His clothes are always soaked with dirty sweat somehow.
And his chest is always glistening.
Glistening. And he doesn't look dirty, though. His hair is perfect. How can the rest of him be so gross when it looks like his hair just was conditioned perfectly?
Yeah, he's got a good head of hair. So he's remodeling the closet. Here comes Goldie in the most 80s looking outfit ever, that zebra bathing suit and like those weird glasses that look like they're straight out of like a Devo music video.
Oh, with the glittery fin
thing. And she's got like a thong bathing suit on and she like bent over while he was working.
Oh, well, he was
or something.
Checking her
age. Oh, no, he was eating like crackers.
By the way, I'm sorry, one thing. I have to go back for 1 second because we passed it. When he was talking about the fact that he needs money, he was talking to Bad Billy Pratt, who's his chunky sidekick that they couldn't get John Candy for.
Yeah, so low rent candy.
Low rent candy, but he's really good. Anyway, they're at his trailer. This guy lives in a trailer park, and outside of the trailer, there is a man with like a straw hat playing a fiddle. It's Oregon.
And we're in Oregon.
They're trying to show us, like, look, this is white trash, but they're in Oregon. Like, it's Alabama. He looks like a man in Alabama somewhere.
Yeah, it looks like they got, like, stranded in Alabama.
Yeah, it was so weird.
So she bends over, and Kurt Russell is scoping out Goldie's bod. He's checking out her bootay.
Checking out Goldie's hon. Yes, he is.
He sees that little birthmark above or whatever. But what I didn't understand is that, so, like, he stops himself before she catches him.
Yeah, he's smart.
And then he just puts his, like, what, he's trying to be inconspicuous by putting his plate in his face?
He just puts his face down.
If you wanted to look inconspicuous, like, definitely don't, like, eat really weirdly.
Well, yeah, that was weird. That was a weird little device.
That was a weird direction.
Yeah, super weird.
So Kurt Russell is finished with the closet. They're just talking nonstop shit about Kurt Russell for the 2 days that he's there. You have 48 hours.
Yeah.
So they're talking nonstop shit about him.
He can hear
them. And he can hear them through the boat, which is so dumb.
Well, they're just on the other side of the window there. Yeah. From the thing. They're not even trying to not let him hear.
So that means that if that boat gets, water crashes down on it, if it's not really soundproof, then it's definitely not waterproof.
If a big wave
is coming through there, they need some deep blue sea level.
You have a really good point there.
Yeah.
What if a shark comes up and bashes his face into it like it's deep blue sea? Then what
happens?
That's
not a safe boat.
LL Cool J would be fucked at that point.
His hat is like a shark's fin.
Thank God for that. Otherwise,
he'd be in deep trouble. No, but I was just thinking about that. That's not a safe boat.
No, it doesn't seem safe. But you know what?
They're cheap.
I know nothing of yacht technology. And
those windows were not water.
I don't know what the standards are. I don't know what the regulations are.
If that was a really good yacht or, whatever, those windows are not insulated. So, pretty much that means that they're just kind of like the windows at our house.
True. That's true.
Because I can hear people talking outside.
But rain doesn't come in when it rains. When it rains, the windows keep rain out.
Yeah, but
I think it can hold. A huge wave, I think the whole thing's going down. Anyway.
Yeah,
it's going down. Yeah, I think it doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, they would have done better to just make a paper boat. Anyway, so Kurt Russell messes up her closet, and he made it out of oak out of cedar.
Yeah.
And she's like, everybody knows that closets are made out of cedar.
The horror.
I did not know that.
I didn't either, but I've never had a closet done because I didn't have enough room for my shoes. So I'm not a rich 80s woman. It's really hard for me to...
Which is surprising to me.
You know what? There are some things you don't know about me.
That must be one of them.
You know everything. I'm not an 80s woman. Now you know.
We're going to have to discuss this. So Goldie won't pay him because she's like, you're going to make it out of cedar instead of out of oak. And he's like, no, well, you're going to pay me double then. So she's mad. And
she tries to kick him off the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he tells her, we find out that Kurt Russell is hard up for cash. Like, he says to her, I need the money and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then we find out that Goldie Hawn has feelings because she pushes him out of the boat.
Yeah, this is before the argument. And when asks him to leave, we're going to have to do number one here. I have a series of what I'm going to call Kurt's Crimes.
Dun, dun.
For the rest, we're going to have the sound effect. Kurt's Crimes. Sound effects are cool. Okay. So we have Kurt's Crimes. We're going to go through because he's got a series of felonies and minor scrapes here through the entire movie. He is basically Scarface in this movie, minus the cocaine.
It's bad.
Replace the cocaine with beer and he's Scarface, this guy, in terms of the severity of his crimes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Minus the murder. He doesn't murder anybody, but he does
dunk. We don't know that.
He does dunk a catatonic woman in a tank later that could be construed as assault, but
we don't know if he did that. Okay, go
ahead. This is Kurt's crime number one, trespassing. After being asked to leave the boat, he refuses to leave. Now, he is also claiming theft of services, so this is a wash, but he needs to follow the proper the proper route for that, and refusing to leave a premises that he's been asked to vacate is not the proper way to go. So Kurt's crime number one, trespassing.
Okay.
Okay.
So she orders him to leave. He won't leave. Then her thing is that, okay, fine, start the boat, which is weird.
Yeah, fire it up. We're going.
Fire it up. But then, she doesn't have, that doesn't give Kurt Russell an opportunity to leave.
No.
So then she pushes him off the boat. I think that that should cancel out trespassing.
You know what? It might, but at the time it happened. And judging by their stations in life, if she wanted him arrested for trespassing, he'd be arrested for trespassing.
That's true. So, So she asks him to leave. She pushes him off the boat. She also, dick move, throws his tools off the boat.
That was messed up.
That was not nice. Kurt Russell worked hard for those tools.
He needs those tools. He's a craftsman.
Yeah, he's a craftsman.
The man needs his tools. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
He did good work. He made a closet thing with the...
was impressive.
He cranked a crank and the shoes separated and went back and a new rack came up and forth. It was really innovative.
I don't know why he didn't say to Goldie Hawn, like, well, you think that if you made so much money, you'd have a bigger closet that you wouldn't have to make this.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, you think he would have had a better... got a better yacht that had a fucking adequate closet. This is obviously not good enough for you.
Just shoddy like that closet.
Caviar that she made the... her assistant get rid of because it wasn't perfect enough.
She was not nice.
She was horrible. She's a horrible person.
Yeah, so the Andrew guy, he sucked.
Oh, he's worse.
The Andrew guy, her servant or butler or whatever, brought out caviar and I guess it wasn't correct.
Oh, no. She said, I told you to pack decent caviar, not this.
They need the staples.
$1.99.
Yeah, $1.99, whatever.
Whatever the hell she said. She was angry, though. She was pissed.
I'd be excited. I'd be like, did you get this on sale?
Cool. Yeah. This is cheap. Oh, high five. Good job, Andrew.
Thank you.
Nice work.
All right. So he's basically yelling at her, calling her a bitch, telling her she's insufferable, whatever. Yeah. That's what causes her to push him off the boat.
Yeah, yeah. Her upset.
Yeah, he's upset. He gets to shore. She says, like, oh my God, that guy was so mean to me. I'm not a bitch. Like, you know, she's just trying to justify in her head that she's not a bitch, even though she totally is.
She's an awful
person.
And
I'm sorry, Goldie. I love you. And I don't think that way about you, but you did a really good job being a bitch. Okay.
Yes.
So Goldie's husband awkwardly wants to have sex. Darling, I want you tonight.
Yeah, that was creepy.
It was weird.
He's a real weird dude, though. He's very, like, Thurston Howell.
Yeah.
They just made him, like, young Thurston Howell, basically, from Gilligan's Island.
And he was thirsty.
That's what he'd love. I'm going to go skeet shooting on the deck. And he'd be, like, shooting off the deck.
Yeah.
Into shore, which seems dangerous.
Yeah.
Bucking rounds off toward the town.
So Goldie says, okay, I lost my wedding ring. It's on the deck. Can you get it for me?
And he's watching the most 80s show ever, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
Yes. Yes, he is.
To see the top 10 yachts.
Yeah, because he wants to know if his is on there, which I'm going to tell you right now, it is not. Not with that oak closet.
Not with that inadequate closet space.
Yeah. That oak closet inside of the inadequate closet space.
Now it's just an embarrassment.
And $1.99 caviar. Anyway, so she gets out and she goes, she gets up out of bed and wears her like space robe and goes out. It's literally like a shiny silver suit, like a robe.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is too distracting for sleepwear.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like something Rick James would wear. It's fucking nuts.
So she goes out on the deck to go get her stupid wedding ring, and then she falls off.
She falls off into the water.
Which, that was so contrived, that
it
fall.
Was.
I mean, it was just like, at some point, it looks like you're just begging for attention.
And then the movie turns into like forced Splash almost. It's like Splash with Tom Hanks, like a woman coming to shore.
But with a garbage scow.
But like it's just weird. And what is it with these people falling off a boat and just floating to this? They don't drown. They just get found on the shore.
Yeah, because she was found in a scow.
You would drown, I think. People don't just pass out and then bob to shore like they're some kind of, bottle. They're a person. They just drown.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it happens in all these movies. And I'm like, no. She's dead now. That's it. They don't know what happened to her. They accuse her husband of
falling. Otherwise, in the perfect storm, they would have all made it because they would have all bobbed back to...
Yeah, everybody would have bobbed back. Like a bunch of bottles with corks in them. Just boop, 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 boop.
That movie is sad and it stresses me out. Okay, so Kurt Russell is, you know, working on somebody's house or whatever, and he sees a mugshot of... Oh, the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And he sees a mugshot of Goldie Hawn that she has been found. She's at this hospital, whatever, on the worst cable access show, like, in the world.
The worst local news show. It's a little local news show.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
It's called K-R-A-B.
Yeah, K-Rab, crab. Every time...
I love K-Rab.
Every time they cut to K-Rab, it's going to be funny. It's going to be, because
it's
husband
delightful.
And wife. The husband's the anchor person and the wife is the reporter in the field. And they're just, it's hilarious. It's so funny for some reason. When Goldie Hawn makes fun of his wife's hair.
Yeah.
Is that a wig?
An awful wig.
He's like, oh, she made fun of my wife's hair. That wasn't nice. Like, it was so funny. Like, that's
great. So they were, it was the worst, like, local news show in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Super
low budget.
Super low budget.
Yeah.
So Kurt Russell discovers that she's in the hospital and does not know, like she doesn't remember anything. Because they're like, if anybody knows this woman, we just found her, whatever. Yeah, so Kurt Russell
Yeah.
Tells Low Rent Candy that he has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets up and Low Rent Candy, I know you liked him, but he's I'm okay. going to say I poo-poo him because he did not stop Kurt Russell.
Oh, you mean the character? I'm talking about the actor. I thought the actor
Oh, the actor was fine. The character in the movie was no bueno because Kurt Russell, he knows what Kurt Russell is about to
do.
He
tried
to stop
him.
It's illegal. He did not try.
He
sat on his fat ass and didn't move.
This is illegal. He said, Dean, this is illegal. Like, hey,
no,
I don't.
He didn't do anything.
He's a grown man.
To restrain him.
What's he supposed to do? He's a grown man. The guy said he was going home to tell his kids the plot. I think it's out of your hands at that point. You tell him it's illegal.
No.
It's otherwise. I don't know anything about it. Not his fault.
So he goes to the hospital and he goes to go claim Goldie Hawn. Really not that much of a screener.
No. And by the way, how does she remember to be a bitch?
Yeah.
She has total amnesia, but she remembers, hey, I'm a raging bitch who's mean
She's
to
being
everybody.
A hoity. She still had like the, oh,
yeah, how dare
what
you?
Is this place?
This is beneath me.
Yeah.
Everything was.
Do you think Natasha Leggero bases her whole character off of the Overboard character?
Oh my God. If they ever remake Overboard, which I pray to the gods of whatever
they already
they
are.
Fucking don't. Are
they
you
already
kidding
are.
Me?
Anna Faris and Chris Pratt.
Stop remaking things. No. No, no, no.
And
Anna
they're gonna
Faris.
Even they're
no.
even gonna reverse it.
So I don't wanna hear it.
I think
no.
that the I think that the man is gonna be
oh,
Goldie Hawn and then
come
Anna
in with
Faris
the tool belt
gonna...
and build her closet. Well, that's really revolutionary.
No, I think she's probably gonna be something else.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna snap right now.
But it's
now.
Gonna be a it's
okay.
gonna be a role reverse.
Okay. Okay. There's a okay. We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
There's you okay. You can remake certain movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Some movies are good because of the goddamn people in them, not the movie. This movie is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell is fantastic. Who's going to be Kurt Russell now? Who's the guy?
Well, technically, it would be Anna Faris
I get it,
being
but I mean
Kurt Russell.
Just the male lead. Who's the male lead?
Chris Pratt.
Fuck you. No, not you. Chris Pratt can go fuck himself. He's not
like,
Kurt Russell.
Oh.
No, he's not Kurt Russell.
I didn't cast the movie.
No, no, no. He doesn't have the talent of one lock of Kurt Russell's hair. Do you understand that? And Anna Faris is Goldie Hawn? What are you, shitting me? At least put fucking Kate Hudson, who sucks also, put her in the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
At least it's her goddamn fucking daughter.
I saw this article
Holy
that
shit.
Said Anna Faris is looking like a young Goldie. I was like, you know who else looks like a young Goldie? Kate Hudson!
You know what? Her daughter, who is also
so
awful.
I'm so mad.
Her, I'm tired of this. Stop remaking movies that Bill Murray was in. You know why every movie that Bill Murray's in is good? Because goddamn Bill Murray is in it.
Bill
That's
Murray's
why.
Delightful.
No one else is Bill Murray. So
yeah.
It's not the movie, it's the guy. This is these people. This isn't the movie. Carry on, proceed. I'm sorry. I will.
No, that drives me nuts too. And I
Shut
just,
up now.
I think I blocked that part out of my memory. But the doctors and the cops are super excited to get rid of her.
High fiving.
They're high fiving and they're like, because she's like, I don't recognize this man. And they're like, he seems to like you.
He seems to like you.
Yeah, like, you know, you're going to go with him anyway. That was my favorite
one. It was
one.
Ray Combs too,
yeah.
The Family Feud host that killed himself.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's dead now. And the other guy, the doctor, was from Newhart, I think, from the Newhart show. Yeah, older guy, bald guy. I can't remember his name, and I did not look it up, but he's from Newhart, I'm pretty sure.
Interesting. Anyway, so now we have the iconic strawberry birthmark scene, because finally the doctor and the police officer have their wits about them to be like, yeah, I guess we would need to have some proof.
Something.
Which, by the way, in Over the Top, at least Sylvester Stallone had like an 8x10.
Oh, that he, yeah, he was
an
the boy's father.
8x10 picture to like say, hey, this is me
he
plus your mom.
Yeah.
But like Kurt Russell is just like, I don't know, she has like a birthmark on her butt.
Yeah, on her, and Goldie Hawn goes behind the television and checks it. And next thing you know,
we're at the farm. We're taking her back to the farm. She rode the whole way in the back of a truck, which
okay.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. She's riding in the back of a truck. We have several things here.
Okay.
Several things. Several Kurt's crimes. Kurt's crimes! Several Kurt's crimes. Number one, they go back to the house.
Yeah.
Right away, first of all, before we get back to the house.
Lying to officials. Did
we
you
are going
that down?
To have kidnapping. He has kidnapped this woman. She's
kidnapped now.
She's kidnapped. That is a Kurt's crime. Kurt's crime number four. Or Kurt's crime number three, this would be. Kurt's crime number three, filing a false report of some kind. I'm not sure what the exact charge in this would be. But there is some kind of... He must have signed something that it was a document that he needed to be honest on, and he didn't fucking wasn't honest.
So mean to get her from the hospital?
To get her from the hospital.
Okay.
So that's and then they get back to the house. Kurt's crime number four, child endangerment, because he's left these kids alone by themselves, knowing that one of them or two of them are into starting fires lately.
Yeah.
This is lying to a
public official on there too.
I think false report is going to cover that on all deals.
We should have double checked Kenny versus Kenny.
Also, Kurt's crime number five is going to be like an unsafe seating violation for her being in the back of the truck. I did look it up. In the state of Oregon, it is legal for people to ride in the back of the truck if all other seats are occupied. Now,
the dogs were in there.
That's where it's a possibility, because it doesn't say, and I looked, it does not say whether a dog counts as a person or counts as an occupant. So this is a gray area that you might be able to argue depending on how much the cop likes dogs and considers
them. Those dogs are pretty cute.
They're pretty cute, but I don't know if you consider them a human occupant.
Cute.
But anyway, we're up to five on the Kurtz crimes. Okay, carry on.
So Goldie Hawn says she doesn't recognize the house. She doesn't know him. She's like, she keeps pleading over and over again, like, I don't know you, please. Like, I seriously, like, don't you think I'd like sort of get a feeling, you know, about like, you know, where I am or who I am or whatever. And he says, oh no, honey. He's like, we just moved here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One of my favorite lines is she says, we moved here deliberately.
Deliberately?
Yeah. This place looks like a dump.
It looks like where the Clampets moved from when they left for Beverly Hills. But it's in Oregon.
And also, I would like to note, okay, Goldie Hawn for the closet owed Kurt Russell $600.
$600.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's this so he's getting revenge on this woman.
This is the plot here, yeah.
So this is a really weird social experiment.
It absolutely is.
$600.
He says he's going to make her work it off. He figures at $25 a day. That's what he figured. He's like, $25 a day now, and he starts adding up and doing math. And he's like, about a month, I'll have my, you know, $600 back. This is his, like, now he doesn't have to hire a babysitter, and she'll do all sorts
of housework. Oh, yeah, because the teacher was at their school. The teacher was at their house.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that happening
before. To welcome them to the school in the neighborhood, she said. Because they just moved there.
Oh.
Which is still weird. How small of a town is that when the principal comes to your house
welcome you? Oh, wow. That part totally, like, I just didn't even think. I was like, why is the teacher at their house?
She came out running out with toilet paper all over her.
Taking from Mr. Nanny.
Yes, Well, she wasn't actually on fire, but she was on her way there.
True. The teacher tells Kurt Russell, you need to get a babysitter for those kids just because they toilet papered her, which I was like, relax.
Well, they were getting ready to douse her in gasoline.
Oh.
Then light her on fire. And that's when he explains, they're going through a little arson phase, but what they don't know is I bought a couple of fire extinguishers and I'm going to, you know, they set any fires, I'm going to put them out. So he's clearly an irresponsible father.
Super irresponsible.
Yeah, absolutely. Neglectful.
Yeah.
Yeah, total neglect and endangerment. Yeah.
So she says, you need to get a babysitter, which it's none of her business. Like, she's not the court-appointed counselor or, like, CPS, and, like, he's going to get his kids taken away. Just, you know, fuck you, lady.
That's a good point. That's
you know
a really
I mean?
Good point.
She's not a legal official. She's just a teacher.
And it's rural Oregon, and at least he's not on meth. Let's look at it that
good
way.
Good point.
That's a really good point, I think.
But so he's trying to get Goldie Hawn. He's introducing the kids to their new mom.
Yes.
Which I don't know why you didn't just say, oh, welcome, you're our nanny. Or you're my sister. But instead he's like, you're my wife and these are your children.
Yeah, or he could have said that, like, these are my children. Their mother died, which is actually what happened. And you are my new wife. You're their stepmother. That would have been more reasonable.
Instead of completely lying to a person and doing something, because, like, a mother's love is so...
Not for nothing. I think she would know if three kids came out of her, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
I think
she would know whether or not that happened. I think I would know if I had kids.
Yeah.
She even said that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Kurt Russell is trying to get her to, like, guess the kids' names, and she looks at the older one.
It's the best
And
life.
She's just such a delight.
Yeah.
So he's like, come on, what's this guy's name? And she's like, Roy?
The way she says it. Roy. So then they make fun of him and call him Roy for the rest of the movie, which is hilarious.
So then he terrorizes.
So funny.
I know, it was so great. So he terrorizes her, and, like, you know, with, like, that she's the new housewife.
Yes.
And he just, like, gives her a chicken, like, just a full chicken.
Tells her to kill. Gives her a list of things to do while he's at work. as he
dangerous. How
as
does he
fastens up his overalls?
Yeah.
That so, which we have Kurt's crime again. Let's do Kurt's crime. With slavery.
Yeah.
He's now slavery, and I'm going to throw in, ironically, theft of services, which is also very ironic in this particular case. I'm going to give him that, too. So that's Kurt's crime again. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, boom.
Boom.
What I want to know is, what was Kurt Russell's plan? Okay, so he's kidnapping her. He's convincing her that he is her husband.
Yeah.
And then his strategy is to be abusive and a jerk? Like, divorce is still an option.
Yeah, well, he would only want to get through a month, though. You figured, gee, he could pull it off for a month.
But he was being so fucking, like, awful.
Well, the greater thing would be, the doctor keeps saying she's going to get her memory back eventually. Doesn't he know that she's going to remember who he is and where he lives and his license plate number and everything else about him? He just uses his real name and everything. Like, she's going to tell him eventually. Like, this plan is terrible. This is not well thought out.
Yeah, because then she's just going to say it. But anyway, so, I mean, if I was Goldie and I was trying to get my memory back and whatever, and he was like bossing me around and saying like, oh, I go out on this night with the boys and I drink and I'll get back when I get back.
Yeah.
Which we later find out is actually not really true. That's not how he is. But if that were happening to me, I'd be like, fuck you. I'm not going to, I don't remember you being a dick. Otherwise I wouldn't be married to you. So go fuck yourself. I'm going to stay at my mother's house. Do you know where my mom lives?
Do you know, where does she live?
I have a mom, right?
I think too, she just didn't know. She was she had no memory of anything. I think she was just confused.
Yeah, I think I'd be like, hey, listen, I know I have amnesia, but I'm almost 100% positive you were nicer to me.
You would be totally dependent on this person though, because they're the only person that you even know that's your lifeline to the rest of the
world.
Yeah,
it's true.
If she leaves him, she doesn't even know where her mother lives. Like, she doesn't know any of that stuff. Like, he's the only
figured
one
figured out. I go back to the hospital,
provide the answers.
I go back to the hospital.
They had her in the psych ward.
I know. I'd go back to the hospital and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
that guy's really abusive and he's telling me whatever. They'd take her back. I mean, they would reluctantly take her back. But
by the way, when the Russ was leaving for work, he was actually whistling, quote, zippity doo dah, zippity a, and he says, my oh my, got a wonderful slave.
Oh, God.
That's not okay.
Yeah, like, and now he's just like admitting to it out loud.
He's singing the happiest song in the world about it. That's zippity doo dah.
Is that the happiest world?
I think, and it's always been portrayed, people are super happy when they're singing it or when they're losing their mind, either one. And they're having a mental breakdown.
I don't think that the context of the song is happy.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. I think that's a happy song. Plenty of sunshine. The whole thing is happy. This is the greatest day ever, is the whole point. I'm skipping down the street. That's what he was doing because he had a slave.
I was really proud of Kurt Russell because he was fine with kidnapping a woman.
No problem.
But he was not into non-consensual sex with her.
He said he would not sexual assault her, which is sexual
because,
assault her.
Because Low Rent Candy was like, so what's up? You gonna bag that? And he was like, no.
Yeah. Also, too, hold on, I have one more thing. When he went out, and then we were talking about, he goes out, pretends to go out with the boys and
so
come
he,
home. We have a half a Kurt's crime, so we'll do a half a... Okay, half a Kurt's crime. Of possible driving under the influence. I know he spreads the liquor all over himself, but he also was drinking beer at the bowling alley. Not sure how many he had. I bet if he gave him a breathalyzer, it probably blew over, you know, 0.08. That's all I'm saying. So possible, but it's a half because I don't know this for sure. But continue, sorry.
No, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
because
I'm paying attention here.
It's the 80s. You could drive drunk back then.
In rural Oregon, but still, they'd still arrest you if they wanted to, I think.
Yeah, I guess they could.
Yeah, there's still laws.
Anyway, so he says to her, because it's her first night there, and he's like, oh yeah, I go out bowling with the boys, I drink, and she's just like, okay, like,
right.
You know, like, that's terrifying, you know?
Yeah, she said, don't leave me alone with them about the kids. Because the kids are, we haven't described how awful. We said they set fires and shit.
There's four boys.
They are awful, too. They're just hell on earth, these kids. They're tearaways as much as it can be.
Yeah,
there's
four of them.
They're torturing little brother.
Two of them are twins.
One of them has brain damage, clearly. The small one talks like Pee Wee Herman, real stupid.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Yeah, he's messed up in the head.
Yeah,
Roy
he
there.
Can't read.
Roy is just a pervert.
By the way, my two cents, Travis should embrace Roy as his name.
I think he looks like a Roy.
He looks much better as a Roy.
When she said that, I said, you know, that's a damn good guess. Roy is a good guess, I gotta be honest.
He looks like a Roy.
He does.
But, so he's, you know, She's packing their lunch the next morning and whatever. And basically, so she's doing all of his chores. All of the chores around the house. And she actually makes the house look decent.
Yes.
Because the house actually starts to look really good. So good, in fact, that the outside of it actually changes and it, like, gets steps.
Yeah, oh.
Leading
yeah.
up to it.
Yeah, she built stairs.
It was, like, dilapidated mm-hmm. and all crazy and, like, whatever.
Looked better. Structurally, it improved.
Yeah.
With her presence.
I love how his name is Dean Prophet, by the way,
Dean
but he
Prophet.
Makes no money.
Dean, no profit.
Dean is not profiting.
No.
So she sends the kids off to school. And Kurt Russell off to work, and we get a great Goldie montage of her cleaning and doing all of her Goldie chores.
Kind of in a half coma toast.
Yeah, flow. And then so when she's done, she's just in a coma, and she's just like.
Yeah, and the kids are like, I liked it when she was doing the.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like excited. They're throwing grapes at her.
This is when I'm sure this is another Kurt crime.
What?
Kurt Russell picks her up and dumps her into a barrel of water.
Yes, but
because she's just in this catatonic state.
That's a possible assault. That's a possible assault.
Yeah, she's sitting
there.
I'm not
sure of the rules on that one. I'm gonna let it slide.
Yeah, so she's sitting there in the chair. She's just like, you know, staring off into space and going. Bah, 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 bah.
Technically, he did break her out of it, so that could have been a medical procedure.
No,
he did good. I'm not sure a doctor wouldn't have done the same thing.
He could have splashed water on her.
That's true. It's a little extreme, but I think that he was there in case she drowned. She wasn't, you know, she was in a barrel. She could have lifted herself. I feel like he was helped. That was a helpful thing. It did it in a mean way, but in the end, it helped. It was like tough love, I think, more than anything.
But I did love her method of doing dishes. And I don't know if you caught up on... I don't know if you picked up on this.
I don't know if I did.
That is my favorite. She bundled all of the dishes up into sheets.
Okay.
And, like, and she tied them. Tied the sheets together. Like, yeah. So it was like a hobo bundle.
Like a
but
bindle.
Like full of, yeah, like a bindle.
Yeah.
And she put it in the sink. And she, like, drizzled soap on it. And then sprayed it with a hose. And I was like...
Pretty damn creative.
I can get behind that.
I don't know where the chunks go, but that's pretty damn creative.
It doesn't matter where the chunks go.
Also, at this point, she feeds the dogs, and I'm going to do a Kurt's crime again. Kurt's crime, animal abuse and neglect here, because these dogs are not, I don't think they're properly cared for at all. They're left outside. They're probably...
Only get one can of food per day?
And they just put it in, don't even put it in a bowl. There's a can with sharp edges.
Well,
they probably have cuts on their tongues.
Goldie didn't know how to do that.
Imagine the ticks. They're probably, I never see anybody, they live in the woods in Oregon. They never see anyone picking ticks off these dogs.
And also,
no.
Like, they were big dogs.
Absolutely.
We have a big dog.
We do.
Does not stop eating.
No.
So one can of
not gonna cut it.
A dog food thing is not enough.
No.
Frankie'd be like, great, thanks for the appetizer.
Yeah.
By the way, Frankie's Instagram showing is a little bit lacking. We really try to embarrass her about that. Tell her that she has to be a little bit prettier.
So
if you guys want to please follow her, at Frankie the Crime and Sports Dog.
Yes, please do that. It'll make Frankie feel much better. And you'll, as you can see from her face, you don't want her to give you that sad puppy dog face.
It's really, she's so cute.
It's really sad. Okay, let's not make everyone sick. Let's move on with Overboard.
All right. So she's doing the dishes, and rightfully so, Goldie wants proof. She's like, where are photos from my life?
Yeah.
I need to, she's like, there's no fucking way that I used to do this before.
He gives her dress because he told the kids to buy some,
that's right,
some dresses down at Salvation Army. They are made for a woman who's 4'10", about 380 pounds.
And also, if he's so hard up for money.
Yeah, where's he getting all
this? And
then
he just goes and he.
Yeah. Here's some money, go buy some dresses. I don't know what the Salvation Army dresses in a small
town
are.
Well, maybe
he
just like. They went to the, maybe those kids probably went to the garbage.
They probably did. They probably
picked up free dresses.
Yeah, they probably went through the Salvation Army donation thing, not mm-hmm. the actual store.
So he says, oh, we don't have the pictures because of the move, whatever. And so he has his friend Photoshop the pictures.
Bad Billy.
Bad Billy.
Low Rent Candy.
So Low Rent Candy, basically what he does is he takes the mug shots because we didn't have Facebook for him to just find happy pictures for her to whatever. So he takes the mugshots that he has and he puts them on like a wedding photo and, you know, whatever. And she's like, oh my God, I look so miserable in all these pictures.
He's like, well, you were depressed. You put the weight on, you take the weight off. Because he kept telling her she used to be super fat because of the dresses.
Yeah.
It was the only way to explain why these dresses are there.
But something starts to ring a bell for her because of the way that Kurt Russell like pulls his shirt in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's standing in the closet, and so she's like, "I recognize that, and I recognize like where, like how we're standing."
Yeah, I recognize the closet. And he's like, "This is me. Yeah. I'm next to a closet. What's up with that? I'm the Russ, charming your ass off."
Yeah, presenting my breasts.
What's up with that? Look at me. Here's my nipples. Mm-hmm. Russ nips. Boom.
Russ nips.
Pow.
So she's trying
Hashtag Russ nips.
Wow.
No,
James is actually going to do a hashtag
now,
you guys.
No, just Russ nips is the funniest word I've ever thought of in my life. Not at all.
So the Kurt Russell's like ordering her around all the time, and the kids end up super gluing plates to her hands, and she freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
But then she ends up being really fun.
Yeah, she ends up coming in with a hose, and she sprays them all like, "Woohoo, I'm white trash now. Yay, I'm going to spray a hose in the living room." And like, it was really weird.
I don't get why she did that.
To try to go along with the program, I guess. It's supposed to show that she's like just going, "Well, I guess I'm trailer trash. Fuck it." And she's just like, "I'm going to spray these kids with the..." I think that's it. Just dump it, jump right in.
So apparently all the kids are in the same grade and the same class at school.
It would seem that way.
They were in class and they were talking about something, and then the teacher was like, "You know, you guys are so bad," and blah 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 blah. And they're like, "Well, go ahead, call our mom. We don't care." And so the teacher calls Goldie in to like lecture her about how bad of a mom she is, and then Goldie gives the teacher the business.
Oh, big time! Yeah, because the kids have poison oak. That's why they wouldn't sit still and they were itching.
Yeah.
They're covered in poison oak, and she's saying, "These kids obviously need medical attention, and you are blah, 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 blah."
Yeah, don't tell me how to raise my kids. Don't tell my husband how to raise my kids.
Boom.
These are my kids. She haggled them big time.
It was basically the Uncle Buck scene. John Candy and Uncle Buck, when he flips the quarter to her and says, "Here's a quarter, go downtown and have
a
rat
and all that thing off your face."
It was that, basically. It was
It was awesome. So Kurt Russell was in the hallway, but then he hears Goldie giving the teacher the business, and he's like, "I'll let her handle it."
And he feels guilty, too. You could see this is when he's like, "Oh, man, she's actually..."
Oh, well, yeah, because she was like, "Not my kin."
These
like,
are
she
my
was,
kids, yeah.
Yeah, she was real
upset. Yeah, they're good kids, and I love them, and blah, blah, blah. I was like,
"Whoa." Yeah, they're pains in the asses. Sometimes they don't listen, but go fuck yourself. They're my kids. Like, you know, just like how any mom would be. She was being a mama bear right there.
She was, man. Her instincts were coming through, even though it's not like her normal personality.
Yeah, so she was just like... "Yeah, you suck, lady, and here's the reasons why."
Yeah.
So then he just doesn't go in the classroom at all.
No.
But then later on...
Sneaks off.
Yeah, so the teacher told her that, like, the little kid doesn't read, mm-hmm. and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So Goldie wants to talk to Kurt, and she's like, "Hey, so did you know that Joe doesn't know how to read? This kid's failing this, and da, 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 da." And Kurt Russell's like, "I don't know what to tell you. I got to go out."
He's got to go out.
And she starts telling him how to be a dad. Mm-hmm. And Kurt Russell is not on board with that.
Yeah, tells her right off.
He tells her, "This is not how we're going to raise the kids." Like, you know, like he was basically being like, "You're not their mom," but like not saying you're not their mom. Like he's like,
"Yeah,
we decided that however I want to raise the kids is how we're going to raise the kids."
Yeah, we decided a long time ago.
Yeah. But I think if I was Goldie, again, I'd be like, "You get the fuck out. This is my house.
Yeah,
these are my kids. If you're not going to, you know."
She doesn't know any better. She's trying to get a lay of the land. She's a slave. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Do you understand that? She's been kidnapped, this poor woman.
Yes, she has been kidnapped.
This logic goes out the window. She's been kidnapped and she is now a slave.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say that Goldie Hawn sleeps on the couch.
She sleeps on the couch because her back is bad because she used to be so fat.
Yeah, so he says, "You sleep on the couch because it hurts your back."
Yeah.
And apparently now Goldie Hawn got poison oak from the kids, and so she's upset. But Kurt Russell picks her up and puts her in bed, where he said that she doesn't sleep there because she has a bad back.
Super weird, yeah. I was like, what is up with... Yeah, I didn't understand that either. That was
I'm going to put you somewhere more comfortable where it hurts your back.
Where, yeah, we've been sleeping. Otherwise, why have you been sleeping on the couch?
Yeah.
It makes, yeah. It's
that
so
would have been the first question. What, no. If that gives me a bad back, I don't want to lay there. That's, like that.
I would call that one of the many loose ends in this movie that have not been tied up.
No. It's important to address. Anyway, so Goldie Hawn is now getting used to her redneck lifestyle.
She is.
She starts getting some of her memories back. Like, she's helping Kurt Russell with his mini golf plans. And
that's
she,
his
like,
dream.
Finds out that she speaks French and she knows all of the different... I love how they're trying to show that she's educated because she knows all the wonders of the world. I was like,
yeah, and she speaks French. And we should probably say that Kurt Russell's dream through this whole thing is Kurt... And
mini golf.
The Russ and Low Rent Candy are trying to open a miniature golf course in a place where it rains 300 days a year, which seems like a really, really smart move.
Yeah. So now their idea is to do a mini golf course, like a putt-putt golf, with all the wonders of the world. So like, you know, Mount Rushmore and Grand Canyon and Taj Mahal and whatever. So Kurt Russell says that he's going to go out bowling again or, you know, whatever. And Travis Roy was like, how did he go bowling without his bowling ball?
Yeah, so Goldie thinks
and
he's
Goldie
out cheating.
And Goldie doesn't remember where she, like, who she is, but she knows how to find Kurt Russell.
Oh, she finds him. She hunts him down. Well, it is a small town.
We didn't even talk about, we suck so bad.
What happened?
Okay, so when Goldie was in the hospital, she was so insufferable, and her husband actually went to go
that's a big
and
plot
see.
Point.
Yeah,
we should
he
have
totally
talked about
fucking
that.
Forgot, and I hate us.
Well, the IMDb said Kurt's the first one to see her.
I know.
Yeah, the husband saw
the
her.
The husband saw her at the hospital, and she was so intolerable, and he was like, bah, Felicia.
Never seen her before in my life.
Yeah.
And when he left and got on the yacht.
Totally disowns her.
Every time they cut to Kurt Russell, every time they cut to Goldie Hawn's husband, he is partying, wearing like giant Z Cavarici pants.
And making out with other girls.
Making out with young models. And Goldie Hawn's mother's constantly calling, who is Mona from Who's the Boss.
Yep.
She keeps calling, and he's saying she's out shopping, and she's getting pissed off.
Or taking a nap. We'll get to that.
She threatens to kill him, yes.
So now they're going to be having... Oh, yeah. So Goldie Hawn thinks he's out cheating, but actually what he's doing is he's working at the fertilizer
store or whatever, carrying bags of manure.
So he's got a second job. So now Goldie Hawn is like, he's trying to...
make an ends meet.
Yeah, he's working hard for his kids.
That's right, Dan.
As opposed to going out drinking. I thought he was a deadbeat, but apparently he's a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a pitch meeting at Crabs R Us, which
Crabs
is,
R Us.
I guess, a great crab restaurant.
It's the nicest restaurant there.
Yeah, in whatever town this is in Oregon.
Elk's Grove? They keep calling it Elk Snout, but I don't think it's Elk Snout. I think they're making fun of it when they call it that. I think it's like Elk's Grove.
I don't know what it was.
It's a piece of shit. But
it's something with an elk.
Yeah.
And so apparently he got the money for the mini golf thing, which I don't know how you wouldn't get it, because they'd be like, good, yeah, we all need something to do because we're all tired of being shit kickers and looking at each other.
Yeah, and that's based on drawings that Goldie Hawn drew.
Yeah, Goldie Hawn's a great artist.
She drew the Wonders of the World drawings.
Kurt Russell decides that he's going to tell Goldie Hawn that he has been lying to her. Like, he's like, okay, I have to tell her because he feels bad because of the golf course. I don't know.
Yeah, he just felt bad that she's been getting so on his side, and she's there for him. He's like, oh, shit, she's not that bad of a person. I'm a dick.
So he goes to tell her, but he can't.
Yeah.
And instead, he tells her...
It's
her birthday.
Hey, sorry, I forgot your birthday.
He's like, I just, you know, I feel like a terrible person and blah, blah, blah. It's your birthday. And I was like, what?
So
now
weird.
You're making it so much worse.
And they go out to a redneck bar.
She's doing all these shots. She's, you know, getting crazy, dancing, whatever.
Dancing to the band of a bunch of 47-year-old men with mullets singing Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
And then she asks him how old she is. He says she's 29. 29 with a 13-year-old. Gina.
Yeah, she was, you know, she was a little loose in her earlier
years. I guess she does say that she was a slut.
She says, I was a short, fat slut, I believe is her exact words.
Yeah. So now they kiss, and I wrote, oh my God, it's worse now, because they kiss, they smooch under the fireworks.
And they go home.
And they go home, and they have adult time,
and
which makes it worse.
Kurt's crime. Gonna go ahead and call this one rape. Let's just call
that
this one
rape. That wasn't rape.
That is rape. If you kidnap someone, Stockholm syndrome them into not wanting to run away, even though they have an open door.
It was consensual.
But it's under, he kidnapped her first. It's not consensual.
True, but I would go so far as to saying it's more adultery.
No, this is voluntary, but coercion doesn't begin to describe what's going on here. I don't think it even begins to describe it. He's kidnapped her, lied to her about her whole life.
That's true.
This is at least something.
That's something.
This is some sort of sexual
assault. And she's a married woman.
We don't know what happened. Sodomy, possibly. We don't know what happened. We don't know how freaky they got. We have no idea. She's having kids at 16.
Why did you have to bum me out by saying sodomy?
You don't know. We don't know.
You just really bummed me out.
I am sorry about
that.
Already
bad enough that you said the R word.
Listen to me.
What?
It happened.
I don't want to listen to you because every time you open your mouth, you're saying rape or sodomy.
I didn't write it. I'm not the rape writing, sodomy producing person here.
Stop saying it.
It's Kurt Russell.
But why do they always depict sex as an all night activity?
All night.
Yeah. Every single movie, it's like they've been at it for hours.
And they went out dancing and shit. They'd be tired. You know,
he works two jobs.
Yeah, she's been having the kids all day. They've been tired. This wasn't a planned thing. They didn't like, oh, we're going out
tonight.
And then,
like, it's her birthday, and he got her, like, a washing machine or something like that, and it was too expensive. But, like, so she's nude underneath all the covers, and then the kids knock on the door, and they're just, like, making out, and she's still topless.
It was weird.
Like, hey, kids. Get the fuck out. I want to put a shirt on.
She wasn't flashing nips or anything. There was
no
hashtag Goldie nips, but still.
Hawn nips.
But there was, you know, she was definitely naked under there. It's clear to everyone.
Goldie Hawn's mother calls her real husband and says that, you know, what's going on? Where is she? And he says, oh, she's taking a nap.
Yeah.
So this is the last time that she calls. And she says, produce my daughter in a week, or I'll come after you and kill you.
She threatens to, quote, hire mercenaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he says, okay, I'll produce her. But he just told her that she's taking a nap.
Yeah, well,
if you didn't want to be weird, then you should have just been like, okay, I'll have her call you when she wakes up. Like,
yeah. Yeah. No, but still, they both knew the jig was up at that point. And she was like, I don't know what you're doing, but that shit better be over by the time I get there.
Yeah.
My daughter better be there. And he's like, yep, understood. That was one of those things. Yep, it's all good.
Goldie Hawn finds her underwear in the glove compartment of Kurt Russell's truck. So when they found her, the only thing that they had in the garbage scow, the only thing they found was she was wearing this like silk
fancy
underwear.
Schmancy,
so she lost
monogrammed underwear.
She lost her space suit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Her space robe.
Gone. Nude.
Sucks. So, yeah, she's only wearing this, like, purple, silky underwear.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I don't want to be rich, because apparently they only have to wear silky underwear.
That seems upsetting, doesn't it?
It is upsetting.
Uncomfortable.
So she finds her underwear in the glove compartment, and Kurt Russell, like, she says, you're cheating on me. Who is she? Like, whatever. And he's like, it's you. We're not actually married.
Yeah, jig
is up. I lied about everything. The jig is up, and he's, like, telling her. Well, so she goes to go, they go to go talk to the kids, and the kid's like, no, you're our mom.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They go to go talk to Low Rent Candy, and he's like, no, sorry, I've been cheating on my girlfriend. These are actually my other girlfriend's panties or something like that.
Phone sex operator paid the check. That's what he says.
And Kurt Russell's getting so mad at everybody because they're not, like, letting him...
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Which is fucking frustrating, I think.
I would say. He's finally telling the truth and no one will believe him.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand.
So Kurt Russell does his little ribbon cutting ceremony. They're going to the ribbon cutting ceremony.
Opening day
of the old putt-putt. And he says, like, oh, like, this wouldn't have been possible without you, Goldie Hawn. I love you. And he gives her a fucking wedding ring. Worse, 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 worse.
Oh, this is getting worse. Yeah, now it's full-fledged. I don't even know
what just went from, like, oh, you found underwear in my glove compartment, and I just told you that you're not actually my wife.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, yeah, great. Let's do it.
There's got to be an extra charge. If there's kidnapping and there's slavery. But this is a whole second thing. He's going to marry this woman and lie. What is this criminal wise? I don't even know.
Male or a bride?
Does the law cover this? This is like nuts.
Yeah. Right. So as they get home from the ribbon cutting ceremony, there's a limousine and it is her husband from the boat.
Yeah.
And she just says, hi, Grant. I just have to put these in some water.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she's like, oh, I totally know you. I totally know me. My name is Joanna. your name is Grant, you're my husband, blah, blah, blah.
My mother's name is this.
Yeah, mother's name is Edith.
I have money. I have lots of money. Yes. Yeah.
And then she, like, hugs, what's his butt?
Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell. Dean, this is great.
And she said, Dean, thank you so much. Thank you for making me a wife and a mother. Wait, why did you do that? Oh, I know you. You're that carpenter who hates me.
She said, quote, you tricked me, you used me. Not, that's something you would say to a friend. You tricked me, not you kidnapped me and made me your slave. Like, she's wet. You didn't trick me and use me.
Exactly.
That's not like a little thing like, hey, you've told Sue this and I told
her. You kidnapped me.
You kidnapped me, brought me to this shithole and made me watch your kids, had sex with me, and clean your house. What the fuck is that? That should have been...
I guess that's a pretty bad punishment. I don't know.
Wow. That's rough.
Yeah. So they have this fight right in front of the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which absolutely. Is super damaging.
Oh, I would say this is going to traumatize. Their mother's already dead. This is now their second mother's disowned them. This is horrible.
And she's like, you tricked me. You used me. Like, I mean, granted, the kids were in on the plan the whole time.
But they're kids.
But still, they're kids.
Children who want a mom.
They just
care.
Wanted a mom. And they liked her. She's nice to them. She helped them read. Like... She got them up for school and
stuff.
Yeah,
she made them lunch. She made them clean. They were doing better in school. They, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, she just gets in the limo now and leaves. Doesn't even say goodbye to the kids.
No.
Doesn't even say bye, kids. Like, what kind of a horrible person wouldn't just
go,
hey,
and they
kids.
Were, like, banging on the limo.
Yeah,
but
Mom,
except for
help,
she did,
Mom.
Like, do the...
Yeah, like, put a hand on the glass, but it wasn't,
I
like...
I think she was really hurt, though, because I think she loved the kids, but she was really upset by Kurt Russell, and so...
Yeah.
I think that she was really hurt, and some people just shut down.
I feel like the hand on the glass was a Goldie Hawn improv, though, for some reason. I feel like they didn't want her to. They were like,
nice
you
touch.
Have to be a cold bitch. And she was like, no. She's a goddamn human being, and she just spent a bunch of time with these kids. And some of this experience would have rubbed off on her enough to the point where she was like, oh, kids. I think that was, either way, good move.
But I love, okay. And then it was so heartbreaking because the one kid was like, you said moms don't leave.
Oh, the little one, yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Wasn't even speaking in the peewee voice.
All right, but, okay, so Goldie goes back with Grant, her husband, okay? But she just, like, goes back.
Her hair is looser now.
Yeah, she's not all blown
not so
out and
tight
weird.
In the bun.
But, like, okay, so she just goes back. Mm-hmm. Can we agree?
Super
okay?
Weird.
As horrible as Goldie Hawn is, and as horrible as Kurt Russell is,
yeah,
Grant is the real asshole.
He's the worst person. He's a horrible person, Grant. He's the worst person.
He left her.
Yes. The Russ, we can say, hasn't...
He at least taught her how to be a human.
Yeah, and he's I don't feel like he's been well-educated.
No.
I love, by the way, the lies he told her in the beginning that she was in the Navy back in the day.
Oh, my
all
God.
All the stories. That was great.
And her dad just died. Her dad's on parole. And her mom just died.
Yeah,
and
everything's
miserable. She used to be fat, and she keeps roller coastering, and she used to work at, like, a burger place.
A donut shop.
She got in a fight with somebody or something like that.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah.
Anyway, so they're back on the boat. The Goldie Hawn's doctor is there the whole time babysitting her, like, monitoring all of her...
Yeah.
Her things, and she's like, I'm all paranoid, and I don't like him being here because it just makes me really uncomfortable because I'm just trying to, like, exist, and apparently nothing that I'm doing is good enough.
Yeah, in the 80s, psychiatry was, like, everybody, like, that was, like, a joke, a punchline of everything was because everybody had therapists, and people are in therapy now, but it's just normal now. Back then, it was like, oh, a therapist, this is a new crazy thing.
Yeah, so like, they, like, you know, they would ask her if she wanted to do something, or he was just basically saying, like, oh, yeah, that seems super normal. Like,
yeah,
he was just kind of like the normal meter for the two rich people. Yeah, so she wanted a beer instead of champagne or a cocktail or something like that.
Her loose hair denotes niceness. That's what it is.
That must be.
The bun got looser.
The tighter your hair, the more uptight you are. So she wants a beer, and she, like, helps serve some of the food or something like that, so they think that she's...
Crazy.
Lost her mind.
Yeah, because she just grabbed a tray.
She was acting like a waitress. And then so the mom is sleeping, and I didn't understand how... Oh, so the kids want to get Goldie Hawn back, and they're going to get her back at any cost.
Yeah, they want...
And they don't care. They're like, Kurt Russell, either you're in or you're out, but we're going to go... Rogue mission. We're getting mom back.
They had $4. They wanted to rent a boat and go after the yacht. That was their plan. Rent
a
fishing
boat. They were going to do something.
Yeah.
Maybe not get mom back with that money, but...
Something. They wanted to rent a boat and paddle after it.
At least an ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So...
lick our wounds for some ice cream.
Yeah, Kurt Russell ends up being like, all right, cool, let's go get mom back.
And when they do go, we have Kurt's crime. Driving with children not properly secured in the car. The one kid was probably 7 years old, no seatbelt.
Nope.
None of this thing. Kids in the back of the truck bouncing around with all the seats not being occupied. Not okay. Very illegal here, so Kurt's crime there. Okay.
Kurt's crime. So the mom's sleeping, and Goldie Hawn and Grant get in a fight.
Yes.
And she's like, you know, I don't know why you're, you know, being like this and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I should have never come back for you, or I knew when I saw you and da-da-da. So basically the jig is up.
Yeah.
She knows that he left her there.
Yeah. She doesn't like him. Yeah. Because he slips up about it, and she was like, wait, what do you mean? I thought you said you didn't know where I was or whatever. Yeah. She catches him in a lie.
So she catches him and says, oh my God, you left me there.
Yeah.
Probably because... Grant called her a hillbilly harlot, which was not nice.
That's not going to get you very far here.
But she says, like, you don't love me anymore. And then he's like, well, what does love have to do with marriage?
Yeah.
I was like, what an 80s rich white thing to say.
Total 80s, yeah.
So he totally confesses that he left her at the mental hospital, and she got the boat to somehow stop from the bottom, even though... Like,
she went
Grant wouldn't let her
steer
the boat from up top. And then so she went down below and she had the boat to stop and turn around.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell's on like a weird Coast Guard boat behind them. Which, by the way, I will commend. The kids were all wearing life jackets.
They were. Kurt's crime. Misuse of federal equipment at the very least.
He was calling it a favor. That's not Kurt Russell. That's John Candy.
Technically.
That's low rent candy.
Technically him boarding with it. The whole thing, Kurt's involved in the misuse of federal equipment. I feel like he would at least be taken off in cuffs. A worse non-official use something. There's some sort of crime here with the federal equipment, I think. Some sort of something. So that's the last Kurt's crime of this episode. So thank you to Kurt's crimes, the whole crew, everybody.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you to the whole staff we have here of me and you. We really appreciate it.
Maritime law is different.
It is. I feel like commandeering the Coast Guard boat to go hunt.
But it wasn't really commandeering
some
because
chick you kidnapped. I feel like that's illegal.
It's low rent candy calling in a favor from his friend.
Still, I don't feel like that person had
the
authority.
It's for love.
I don't feel like that person had the authority to go.
Well, no, they just said if we have nothing else going on, we'll do that. But as soon as they got a call, they were like, sorry, your love story has nothing to do with what we're doing.
Taxpayers paid for that fuel for him to go after. That's what I'm saying. There's some illegality.
I'm sure he's probably going to pay. He's the Russ.
There's some illegality.
You know what? Never mind. I'll tell you in a second. So they both jump out of the boat to get to each other because, like we said, the Coast Guard was like, hey, your
salmon
love life
poachers.
Has nothing to do with this. We have to go do something with the salmon poachers.
And they do. They talk about the sea story that they had talked about earlier, where they yell to each other and swim in the night and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. So though they jump out at each other. Kurt goes to swim to her. And Goldie jumps in her like big sequins dress, which I'm 100% positive would weigh her down.
Sink right to the bottom.
Yep.
Like a stone.
And then they get, like, the rescue boat out of the Coast Guard boat because now there's man overboard.
Mm-hmm.
Overboard.
Man overboard, woman overboard, the guy says.
Yeah. Kurt Russell finds out now that Goldie Hawn loves him and blah, 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 blah. So now they're going to get married for realsies.
Oh,
by the way, one of the kids made her, like, a noodle necklace, the one with the Pee Wee Herman voice that you think has brain damage, which...
Yeah. He might.
That noodle necklace...
Yeah, well, the noodle necklace was gone by the time she was on the boat.
No. Oh, yeah. No, she had it on. She put it on the yacht.
Oh, I didn't realize
And she jumped
that.
Into the water. So she jumped into the salt water with her noodle necklace on. She's just going to ruin it.
She is going to ruin the noodle, but still, it's symbolic that it's going to be all slimy and stuck to her neck.
It's gross.
It's going to be gross.
But she has it on again when she's at the Coast Guard boat.
Yeah, and then we come to the part where he says...
Well, so they find out that they're going to be rich. Finds out he's going to be rich. And so she's like, have you told the kids yet? And they're writing out their Christmas list.
Yeah, because he's like, you're really going to give all that up for me? And she's like, it's my money. It's my boat. Everything's mine. And he's like, holy shit. And they're all like, yeah, it's everybody's happy. Yeah. Kidnapper wins in the end.
Yeah, kidnapper wins in the end. But... He says to her, what do you get the girl who has everything?
Yeah, yeah.
And she looks over at all four boys and she's like, a little girl.
Oh, yeah, little girl.
Because I'm 29 after all.
Yeah, so the Russ is going to have to get busy here.
The Ruster.
The Russ is going to get busy and pass on those good genetics.
But what I think is quite funny is that, so what is she going to do? The boat. Like, has her mom on it and, like, her husband.
I don't think she cares about the boat. She probably has houses and a summer home and another boat.
But, okay, so then she'll probably get divorced. Yeah. And, like, does he get none of the money then?
Probably not. No, I wouldn't think he would. Hmm. Probably. These people, even back then, there'd be prenuptial agreements with society, weddings and everything, I would assume.
Yeah. Anyway, Goldie and Kurt are together forever at last. She says she wants a little baby girl.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's happy, including me.
Yay, good movie. In the end, not bad, even though it's
overall
ridiculous.
Fine.
She married a kidnapper and a
rapist. It's a fine. Okay. Yeah. So I married my kidnapper.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a movie.
We should do a Lifetime television series.
This would
so
be
I married my kidnapper. Right.
This is a Lifetime movie where they rescue Goldie Hawn in the end. And
yeah.
And they're like, he kidnapped, they have to put her in a hospital for like a month to talk her into the fact that she doesn't love Kurt Russell. She's just a Stockholm syndrome. And it could be a very good movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to the Heigl-meter.
Heigl-meter!
The Heigl-meter is our rating system where we rate movies on a scale of 0 Heigls to 5 Heigls. Mm-hmm. 5 Heigls being the absolute worst, most punishing thing that you could ever possibly watch in your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
James?
Okay, I'm going first?
No, I'm going
first. Okay, you go first. 0
I gave this one 0 Heigls.
0 Heigls.
I loved it.
0 Heigl.
Yeah, I love this movie. I don't care any of the plot flaws.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I am going... Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I am going to give this movie -3 Heigls. Because if 5 Heigls is positive, then -3 would be good. And I started this movie out... Every movie starts out with 5 Heigls. We know this, okay? Made me laugh multiple times in the first 10 minutes. It's a funny movie.
I didn't hear you laugh.
I was laughing through the whole thing. It was hilarious. There was a bunch of good lines. That's worth 3 Heigls off right there. We're down to 2 Heigls. This is a movie from an era when these were movies like The Great Outdoors, Uncle Bolly, like John Candy movies, all these movies from the 80s that like anybody could watch. Kids would like it. You could sit there with your parents and they would like it too. Your grandparents thought it was fun. Everybody liked these movies. Didn't matter. Teenagers thought they were funny. It was just, they're just funny movies. It's from that period, but it would have been the whole full -5 go the full other way, except for the whole kidnapping thing.
That
knocks it down to 3. And like every other romantic comedy we've ever watched, this one even more, there is not one black person in the entire movie, not even an extra, which I find disturbing and odd in America. Just very weird.
Yeah.
I get it, it's rural Oregon, it's not Chicago, but there's not a black guy that he works with that he could be like, hey, Reggie,
and
he's like,
New
hey,
York.
Man, how's it going?
Like, yeah. Goldie and her husband are from New York.
Nobody on their staff is black.
Nobody on the staff or anything.
And I love the fact that these had dirty, foul-mouthed 80s kids.
That was great.
I loved the way kids are portrayed in 80s movies. Like, realistic, they're talking dirty, they're smoking and shit. Now they're, like, all genius
superheroes.
Yeah, like,
Bad News Bears. Yeah, they're always genius, and, like, the parents are always dumb.
Yeah, and the kids are, like, have these insane computer skills, and it's ridiculous.
I just don't like how the parents are always dumb.
They're always completely stupid. Back then, the kids were just normal kids. Parents were normal parents. That's why everybody liked it. It wasn't insulting.
Yeah. Like Bad News Bears, I love that movie.
That's
Walter
what I mean.
Matthau is a delight.
Oh, the kids are great. They're kids. They're normal.
What was
kids.
That line when Roy found a girlfriend? Oh, they said,
"Don't knock her up, Travis." Don't knock her up, Trey Travis. Don't knock her up.
That was great.
That was funny.
You know, because that's how kids are.
That's what I mean. They're breaking each other's balls all the time. If something was wrong, they'd be like, "Oh, bullshit." They were just real, normal kids. So, woof.
Well, anyway, that was overboard.
Yay.
So again, we can
overboard.
We're allowed to, so don't get you know, don't get all weird and be like, oh, but I love that movie, because we love that movie too.
We love it too.
Our whole thing is that we're supposed to, you know, look at the movie for what it is, take a realistic look at it.
Yeah.
And just, you know, ask the tough questions.
Yeah, like, is it okay to kidnap a woman, keep her as a slave to convince her that she loves you, and then end up rich in the end? Is that okay? Is this what society is going to
do? Yeah, you get rewarded for that? Yeah. No, you don't, Kurt Russell.
No, Kurt Russell. Sorry, buddy.
Don't care how handsome you are. But anyway, no, so our we can still love Gold. Like, again, we love Tom Hanks.
That's right.
Whenever we get to a Tom Hanks movie, I mean, just can't say enough nice things about him.
It's true. We love the Russ. We love Goldie. We love a lot of the players. The story's
but
insane.
But the story is absolutely insane.
It's batshit. Next level batshit.
Yeah. Get on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review.
Please.
Tell us that you like us. Tell a friend. Just be like, hey, I really like this podcast. Do you remember? Because I was just telling James this earlier on in this week that, like, I really enjoy doing this because it forces me to watch these movies again, and I'm rewatching them as an adult as opposed to when I've watched them was mostly when I was a kid or a teenager.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember a lot of them, and then I'm like, now I'm looking at them and I'm like, this is preposterous.
You probably see them much differently as an
adult.
I'm
just,
now.
Like,
yeah,
I'm just, there's just stuff when you're a kid and you watch them, and you're, my sister loves romantic comedies and I always hated them.
Yeah.
But my sister made me watch them all the time. And so, like, I always watched them, but, like, made fun of them just mostly to irritate my sister and ruin the movie for my sister. So I don't really, like, I couldn't tell you what half these movies are about.
Well, yeah, and when you're a kid, you don't really question the logic of it because you're like, I guess that's what grown-ups do. Like, you don't fucking know what grown-up relationships are like and how people act.
Yeah.
I guess that's what grown-ups do, whatever. I guess that's normal. And then you grow up and you're like, that's not how people are. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
No.
And then you do a podcast about it.
And then you do a podcast about it, or you listen to ours. So, yeah, just like, you know, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, the last time I watched Bride Wars, I thought it was really great, but, you know, I was also 15 years old or whatever, and I don't really remember, and then you watch it, and you're like, wow.
That sucks.
What the fuck is going on? I hate that movie. So, you know, just, like, question the legitimacy of things.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I think that we should have more scripts and television shows that are more true to how people are.
That would be terrific.
So whether it's boring and it's just like, well, that nothing actually happened in this movie, fine.
Or if you're going to make it unrealistic like this movie, make it goddamn hilarious like this movie, too.
Yes, exactly. Make it like overboard.
Yes. And how can they find us if they want to hang out with us on social media?
Oh, I was like, I don't know if we want them to find us.
They're going to hunt us down.
They're going to hunt us down and find us.
They
can find us on social media at YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigld.
And that's
on Twitter, and then it's facebook.com/YouGotHeigled.
Yes.
And you can find me at Mehfor, M-E-H-H-H-H-4, that's 4 H's, number 4.
And I am at Jimmy P is Funny, and if you want to hear more of me being mad at things, you can listen to my other two podcasts, Crime and Sports, which you do not have to like sports, it's more about crime and making fun of idiots.
This last episode was so funny.
That was pretty damn funny. And also Small Town Murder, which is about small town and a murder takes place. We talk about that. We make fun of the idiots around it, and so it's pretty funny stuff. Check that stuff out, but follow us, do that, tell a friend, pass it on.
Should I make my Twitter handle at Sarah is Funny?
You should. That's be the two things. That's Sarah H is Funny.
That's Sarah is funny.
Yeah, I like it.
Maybe.
We'll see.
There's no other Sarahs in this world that are as funny as me.
That's a cliffhanger for next time. Will Sarah get a new Twitter handle of that name? We'll find out next week on P.S. I Hate This Movie.
Kurt's Crimes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.